number four, final hour, founder of Cryptome.org coming up. Big defenders of the First Amendment and the Internet tied into the Electronic Frontiers Foundation. Let's talk to Kip in Illinois. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
It's great to talk to you and Bob, and I support everything you guys are doing, and I commend Nigel for standing up and speaking out against Von Humphrey.
But, Von Poopy? Herman Von Poopy, yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant. But I picked up the paper this morning, and I was reading it. One of our representatives is proposing a bill to criminally charge people for using radio scanners and monitor police and emergency frequencies, and they claim, oh, it's just to monitor the bad guys. None of the media or anybody who listens at home will be affected by it, but it's just something that blew my mind to see that in my own paper.
Well, your phone's breaking up a little bit, but I appreciate your call. Did you understand what he was saying, Bob?
Perfectly, and I agree with him. And for several years, when I lived in the Los Angeles area, I used to monitor the calls as well because we had the Watts riots in 1964, and that's when it started because, you know, you want to know what's going on, particularly if it's in your neighborhood. And we knew all the police calls and everything, and there was nothing that we did other than listen to try to protect ourselves. And I think that sort of thing is wrong, to have legislation that keeps you from listening to what the police are talking
about.
Well,
it's worse than that. I mean, Oklahoma passed a law where you can't put burglar bars on your house because the government, I guess, wants the criminals to get in, and so they can get in. You can't even fortify your house with more than three locks on a door. I mean, this. Imagine criminals running government and what they would do, and that's everything they're doing. Let's jam in one more, then we're going to plug International Forecaster for folks out there. Let's talk to Jimmy in Arizona. You're on the air.
That's a great show. Hey, Bob, I was wondering if you could comment on the allegations that came out earlier this week that Alex Jones is a phony who can't handle his booze.
All right, I appreciate your call, sir. You guys are pathetic. And the more Hollywood stars we get on, the more, and we play the Stephen King stuff next week, you'll just get more jealous and make up whatever you want about me. I love it. Okay, keep sending me any five listeners you've got. I love it, and I appreciate your call, Jimmy. Bob, you've talked about this before. When somebody's number one, which you've been number one in your field, I mean, it's almost like a soap opera—the new lies that get told the next week, isn't it?
That's right. They want to knock you down, no matter who you are. They want to be first, and they can't be, and they're jealous. It's a terrible thing, and I've seen it over and over in my lifetime. And it makes me very unhappy that human nature can be that way. You would think if people are doing something right and helping other people that it would be looked on kindly. Unfortunately, there are those people out there who are malcontents, and that's okay. God made us all different.
Well, Bob, I made mistakes. Early on, I was way too trusting, and parasites, grifters, people with fake names, crooks, tried all sorts of stuff, and I discovered it, and it was good. It was a growing experience for me, and we're just excited we're having such success, and we're going to move forward and continue to wake everybody up, and, you know, that's just the end of it. That's the end of it, and, you know, all the fraud, all of it, I trust in God, and every time I get persecuted, suddenly it's as if the streets are paved in gold for me, all these other doors open, and I just trust in God 110%. Bob, tell folks about International Forecast. Think of internationalforecaster.com. And do you have that number where they can call and get a free copy, a sample hard copy?
I certainly do. That's 877-479-8178. Toll free, 877-479-8178. Free copy, either by email or hard copy, current copy. And if you want to, you can go to the site, theinternationalforecaster.com.
Absolutely. TheInternationalForecaster.com and my website's Infowars.com. Bob, always look forward to seeing you. We'll see you here live again with us, God willing, next Friday. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, and thank you all for listening.
We're going to defend the First Amendment and the Internet straight ahead, right here on GCN.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
John Young is the founder of Cryptome. New York-based architect is better known as one of the net's most ardent foes of government secrecy. William Arkin, Washington Post columnist and NBC News military analyst, calls Cryptome the Google of national security. There are high-resolution satellite photos of the President Bush's Crawford Ranch, technical documents detailing how the National Security Agency spies on computer traffic, even the home addresses and telephone numbers of government officials, including former Director of National Intelligence John Negroponte. This is truly an amazing hodgepodge of information and fascinating background into a man whose single-minded focus is government security, Cryptome.org. Now, it's all over the Washington Post, AP, PC World, CNET News. Microsoft relents, Cryptome returns. Microsoft action hits Cryptome website, shut it down. Microsoft backs down over online spy guy. This just happened yesterday. Microsoft drops Cryptome spy document fight. Microsoft brings down whistleblower site after spy guide leak. Whistleblower website is back online, IT business, on and on and on with Microsoft and how they spy on people without warrants. This is the progenitor of WikiLeaks. This is a guy involved in helping set up the Electronic Frontiers Foundation, so much an icon in defending the free web, the front lines of the info war, and we need to support Cryptome.org. good to have you on with us, John Young. Thank you for coming on.
It's a pleasure, Alex.
You know, you're over the target when you're getting the flack. You have certainly gotten the dragon to come out of his nest and give it a bunch of attention it didn't want. They miscalculated. Break down your site, the history, the fights you've been through, the raids, all of it, this current attack, and now this big defeat. You have the floor.
We set up a site in 1996 to publish documents that the government doesn't want published. That's its only purpose. And so we sit and wait for the documents to show up, and people send us stuff and have been sending us stuff. We've now got about 54,000 files on the site. Some controversial, some not so much, but they're all based on reducing the amount of secrecy by government and through government, the secrecy of corporations who do work with government. And so that brings us to the Microsoft case that's happened more recently. One of the things that's happened since 9/11 is that spying on Americans has become very big business, and corporations now are doing it covertly. Microsoft among them, but all the giant people online are now assisting government to spy on citizens and through their customer data. Someone, an anonymous person, gave us what we call the Microsoft Spy Guide. It's actually a global criminal assistance guide to law enforcement to help law enforcement write subpoenas for Microsoft's data on its customers. And it holds the law enforcement people's hands, who may not be technically adept, to tell them what to ask for and also how to explain what they're getting from Microsoft about their customers. And so we published that. We thought that was a good document for the public to see. And so a day or two later, we got a notice from our provider, Network Solutions, another giant firm who also spies on its customers, saying that Microsoft had filed a notice under DMCA alleging copyright infringement of this document. We sent back and said, this document needs to be seen by the public. Copyright should not be used to hide this document. It's nothing about copyright. Copyright is being used to hide information about what's being done to Microsoft's customers. So Network Solutions says, well, then file a counterclaim. So we did, and they immediately shut our site. As soon as they got the claim, they shut it down, locked the domain where we couldn't transfer it to anywhere else. And that's the first time that's ever happened. But it was done through this law called the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which gives corporations the right to shut down sites just by filing a notice, and there's no appeal to it. So we want to test that, and we hope that Microsoft wouldn't take us to court. They've since backed off because other people on the Internet picked it up and started publishing the same document, including a number of news organizations. And so very quickly the document became very well known throughout the U.S. and throughout the world. Even though we were down, it was already out. And since then, yesterday, Microsoft sent a notice to Network Solutions saying, we're lifting our complaint. Please restore the site. And that's what's happened.
So which shows that's a fraudulent complaint. You now have damageable action.
Yeah, in fact, Prison Planet made the first point that I've seen about it, saying that Network Solution actually used authority as a domain manager for thousands of sites to actually lock our domain down. Typically, that role is separate from offering ISP service. And so they use two powers. One is they shut down our site, which is what any ISP can do, but they also then use their domain management power to lock the name, the domain name, where I couldn't transfer it to another site I'd already set up in anticipation of this happening.
Which is outside of that Digital Millennium Law.
Well, that's what's happened, is that corporations now are abusing this law because all they need to do is send an email to an ISP to get action. They don't need to go to court. They don't need to expensive lawyers. They just do it, and it happens. That's the way the thing has been set up, but it's being abused now. They're actually claiming copyright over stuff that has no right to be copyrighted. So it's a sham now, and it needs to be changed.
Well, let's expand on that. What, 4 or 5 months ago, the secret UN treaty on copyright came out. It's basically an expansion of this. That's what Italy's saying. You've got to have a license to post video. They want you to have a license to be a blogger. We've got Australia saying they want Chinese-style net censorship. Anyone complains, then your website's put on a list that's banned in Australia. We have Time Magazine, Newsweek, the New York Times calling for a kindler, gentler, gatekeeper internet. We have cybersecurity openly taking over the entire grid, the physical transfer lines of the web. I mean, they're definitely coming against the web right now.
That's right. Very much so. It's a worldwide initiative. And one of the things that we find interesting is not just government. It is these commercial firms who also are working with government to control the Internet and shut down freedom of speech, shut down the more unruly side of the Internet. And
well, that's Internet 2. That's what they've been saying for 7 years, Internet 2 meetings that are public. We have the transcripts, is that corporations in this New World Order, they're given the government power.
That's right. That's right. And so it's not just government. It's these firms who also want to dominate the Internet. And so this guide that we published, we've now published about 36 of these what we call spying guides. These are arrangements that these corporations have with ISPs to hand over data on customers without the customers knowing it's being done. Some of the companies make it public, but others hide it, like Microsoft, Yahoo, Google, a whole slew of them still hide it because they don't want the customers to know they're doing this. It's also a very lucrative business. And so the Internet is a gigantic spying machine right now. And it's very lucrative business to spy on it. We put up a site listing all the companies who sell spying services to government and to corporations. You know, there are these subcontractors who write these programs to do the spying and the program data analysis. So Microsoft is just the top of the heap. There's a whole range of smaller companies providing the service around the world.
Well, I mean, Bill Gates 2 weeks ago said China's doing a great thing with its censorship, and he doesn't see a problem with it. Microsoft, according to my research, helped build the architecture of censorship for China.
Absolutely. That's right. That's what they're doing.
Well, look at our...
This is just business. Well, actually, no, it's not just business.
Well, look at our government. When it has its druthers in a third world country or first world, they set up a dictatorship. And they've made deals with big corporations as a cartel to slice it up and control it. And then the revolving door in cybersecurity and homeland security, and the same in the other nations, rotates through these private corporations. The government gives them giant contracts to spy and steal data. I mean, it goes back to the 1996 Telecommunications Act, where they paid the phone companies to put in the spying rooms and all the facilities, and from my research, that's all the Cybersecurity Act is putting in the next wave of these snooping grids over the entire Internet.
That's correct.
So where do you go from here? Because we need to punish Microsoft. We need to point out the tyranny that's being engaged in here.
Well, I'll just say is that I'm one of a number of people who are working on this. The Electronic Freedom Frontier Foundation is one of the people taking the lead on filing suit against these corporations. Whenever they attack an individual, they go to court and win most of their cases because these folks don't want to be challenged in court. They want to do this covertly without going to court. And so EFF is doing it, but a number of others are doing it as well. And you mentioned, I think, WikiLeaks, who's also publishing information that is being hidden from the public. Iceland is about to set up a regime, we hope, where freedom of information will finally come into its own and people will be able to publish more through Iceland. They cannot publish even in freedom-loving America for this very reason, because right now the Internet is becoming a major manipulation device. People worldwide and the companies that are running it. You know, the government doesn't run the Internet. These companies do. And they're completely in bed with the government on this and because it's a very lucrative business to have.
Well, I mean, let's go back to 2002, a USA Today article. I think the headline was, "Scofflaws Get Caught Ordering Pizza." Guys, pull that up for me. And in it, it talks about how the big pizza companies, the big three, get 25% of fines and fees. And when you call to order a pizza, they know it's your real name and real address, and so they run it through a database of warrants, and instead of a pizza, you get a SWAT team. I don't think the public realizes how far along this is.
Nor do they understand that this fascination with the Internet is deliberate, and that there's never been such an easy way to spy on the public as the Internet now. The phone couldn't do it, TV couldn't do it, telephone couldn't do it. Nothing is as pervasive because the excitement that people find in going to the Internet, Googling, seeming like all this stuff is free when in fact it's what's happening in the background that they don't know about. And so that's the intent of the Internet, is to make it a magical device for people to come to it. Don't even stop to think about what's happening in the background. Just
so the globalists get a database and a psychological algorithm on each individual in the country and can gauge things with predictive programs. We'll talk about it when we come back.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home. And it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
And have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709.
Establishment intended to get you addicted to the internet. We've always pointed that out. And then use it as the worldwide wiretap. As the NSA 30 years ago called it as they developed it. The worldwide wiretap. But we can use it against them if people are aware of this. The fact is they're accelerating their program of control now because they're really getting concerned. Do you agree with that statement, John Young?
I do.
Now, you got into something very deep, which they admit but isn't popularly known, that, in fact, I have an article, cell phones show human movement predictable 93% of the time. Just off tracking our cell phones in England and the U.S. where we move, they learn what we do as an individual. I mean, this is literally what Isaac Asimov wrote about in his Foundation series, where a mathematician comes up with computers that can predict mass movements of people 99% of the time.
Correct.
Your comments, sir.
Well, is for example, in the case of Google, everything you search for becomes part of the data, and they can track you just like the cell phone is tracked. They can tell where you're going, what your tastes are, what your health interest is, what your sex interest is, what your business interest is, where you bank. So just using Google alone, and there are dozens of these sites like that that are gathering this data. And so that the cell phone tracks you geophysically, and the Internet tracks you digitally.
And with RF...
If you use Skype, if you use any of the Internet-related services, like the telephone and others that are coming online are very popular, they even use that to also track your telephone calls and who you're calling. So, and by the way, the government has admitted that they spy on these social media sites like MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. So they've already admitted that. Thing is, what they won't tell us is, well, what are they doing with the data? Now, the key to all this is they always justify this as we're doing this to fight the criminals and the terrorists. Thing is, they overreach. They use that as just an opening gambit, and they expand it to watch people who are not criminals, who are not terrorists. And so that's what we have to make a distinction is that they always argue that we're doing this to protect the public. Thing is that they don't need to spy on us this much to protect the public. They overreach.
Well, more than that, we got the Homeland Security documents. The whole Homeland Security system set up for the American people. They admit that internally. Governor Ridge admitted the terror alerts were fake for political gain. This whole thing is aimed at the people.
Yes. As you well know from the years you've been working on this, the biggest threat to government are their own citizens in all countries. They never say that, but that's the biggest threat. And so that is the reason that they hide behind the term national security. That's just a device to get more money to actually protect government from its own citizens. I know this is a bitter pill to swallow, but I think we have to get serious about how this actually works and not buy into to all the spin that's put out about external enemies.
Well, we know that the NSA grid, the government in every case has to run drills of the exact attack they're going to run when they stage terror so that other people in government who aren't part of the inside job don't bust their operation. And in every case, Sybil Edmonds, everybody else, hears Al-Qaeda working for the CIA on the day of 9/11, and she's gagged. So in every case where they know the underwear bomber's getting on the plane, they're going to stop him. The CIA tells the State Department, help him get on the plane.
Intriguing, since one of the things we have to deal with is being stigmatized, called a conspiracy nut. They use all these demeaning terms to anyone who probes too much. You just got to look past that. Those are just standard techniques to suppress your views. You've got to keep digging, keep looking, stop trusting authority, and keep digging on your own. That's what we advocate. We run our site as a library, not as a blog, not as a leak site. It's actually a library of information. 90% of our documents are not controversial, but they're highly informative about how government works. And you just got to do a lot of educational work and not be seduced by headline stuff.
Yeah, Cryptome.org is so great because you're just reading the documents and you make your own decision about them.
That's right. That's the key. Make your own decision.
Like
and
Operation.
That is scary to people in authority.
Like Operation Northwoods. When we come back in the final segment we've got with you, I want to talk about how we support Cryptome.org, but also... I remember Google 4 years ago saying they're going to use cameras and microphones to watch you in your house with computers, a recording keyword. Now we learn all over the country, not just in Philadelphia, but they have school people going on PBS and just calmly showing the news how they watch kids in the school, out of the school. So like we're cattle, they're just domesticating us. Introducing this to everyone. Cryptome.org is the key website. Check it out. Support it. We see Cryptome. We see WikiLeaks. We see Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, all being censored all over the world in different ways. Why is that? We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Glenn Beck was in USA Today on the cover of USA Weekend. We'll put it on screen right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Beck's failure to retract global warming advocacy provokes online firestorm. He's going on air saying he believes it. You Beck supporters thought I was lying that he was in USA Today? But we don't lie here. Sometimes we get stuff wrong. Okay. Let's go back to John Young of Cryptome.org. I was talking about spy cams there and the fact that they're just, yes, we're watching your kids at home through the cameras. What's the big deal? And now if we think your husband's history means he might hit you, not that he's ever even hit you, you're going to wear ankle bracelets. It's all this predictive pre-crime. And they're putting brain scanners in airports saying it can tell if you're angry. A bunch of quackery to sell tyranny, worse than the lie detector that's been discredited. Comments on that, sir?
Well, I think that one of the things that's hard to grasp is how much of high technology is being used against the public interest, even as it's spun out, being on for our protection and for our pleasure, how much of it is being used to track us. For example, most digital cameras can be intercepted. Even though they're being run by your computer, they emit magnetic rays that can be intercepted by someone in the next room or across the street. And so one of the devilish things about these wonderful inventions of high technology is that they all leak information about you to someone who has the right equipment.
Are you worried, because I've seen a lot of cases of this, the Internet's perfect to frame people. Government doesn't have to bury a pipe bomb on your back 40 like they do in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Now they just claim you visited some illegal porn sites, or they claim you were investigating how to build bombs. I've seen a lot of evidence of them framing people.
That's correct. They can make a compelling case. And we actually read court transcripts of testimony of the prosecution's expert witnesses and watch them fudge the truth about what they're getting by electronic means. But they put on very impressive shows. In fact, some of the best people at putting on these shows are themselves not technologists and who don't understand the technology very well, but they know what jurors like to hear. So these are actually people who blow smoke at juries, because we've seen testimony by the actual technicians who freely admit how many mistakes they make. But the spokesperson from the FBI never admits to making mistakes.
And they went over 90% of their cases. Well, the good news here is Microsoft backed up. This gave them a big black eye. Why did they think that they could shut you down and get away with it?
That's a good question. I'm going to have to work on that one, Alex, because we did not expect it to happen, and we're going to try to find out how to take advantage of that unexpected. They may have done it just for PR purposes, in order to not have to go to court and explain how more extensive it is than just our one little case. We happen to know they send out thousands of these notices per week, like we got, and get away with it, and they never have to defend it in court. They just bluff people into obeying. So I think they thought this bluff would work, and we decided to test that. And let them take us to court. We was hoping to go to court.
Yeah, we've had some of these, and I don't usually make a big deal out of it. I just file in federal court against it. We had our YouTube channel taken down, I just went and did the federal filing. And then it went back up because it is a bluff. It is a fraud. I mean, we're allowed to play a one-minute clip of Michael Reagan saying, murder 9/11 truthers, I will give you weapons, I will give you bullets, I will give you money, kill Mark Dice. We're allowed to play a clip of him and say, look at this criminal saying, murder us. And that's fair use, and that's the end of it.
Yep. And so, that's the power of having a platform to speak as a business, an impressive-sounding business, that you can just bluff people. And they threaten people with lawsuits, but since it's so expensive, they seldom follow through.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, sir, we just commend the work you're doing. In the 3-4 minutes we've got left with you, any other key points that you want to get across to the audience? Well, I have one more question before we plug Cryptome.org. Have people support it. So you agree with me. I mean, obviously, you're doing the research, so you already know the facts. I mean, they're openly floating the idea of shutting down freedom on the web and having a few thousand websites you can visit under Internet 2. The Cybersecurity Act that passed the House says that ISPs down to 100 service customers, tiny ISPs, will take all the orders from the feds and install their hardware and software, that they're going to recruit the youth and the college students into this new grand army. It's like a new drug war they're launching or something. To quote, defend the Internet, CNN runs fear pieces about how the Internet's going to be attacked. Clearly, the preparatory phase for them launching a false flag. What's your take on that?
Well, it's coming. And at the risk of being my favorite term, a conspiracy nut, I think you cannot be paranoid enough about what the government is doing, and they always make fun of it to try to demean it, but I say that we're not nearly suspicious enough. I don't think that the underwear bomber was as innocent as it sounds, and I think that more of that will come out. I think there are false flag operations going on, and if you watch how these agencies and governments work around the world over the last 1,000 years, these are not unusual agent provocateur operations. They actually provoke incidents in order to justify increase of their own authority.
You're a fellow Texan, I just learned. We're proud of other great Texans out there.
Well, I miss it a lot. I wish I was still down there, but I'm not. Grew up in Odessa.
How much of your time do you spend on this versus architecture?
It's about 50-50, depending on what's going on. A little slow in the field right now, and so it varies. But I've been doing this kind of work ever since I got out of college.
What got you into this?
Well, I started doing this, what we call public service work, right after college as a way to supplement professional. we've been doing it a long time, long before Cryptome came along.
How do we support Cryptome.org?
Well, one is read it, use it as a resource. That's what it's there for. And we happen to offer some DVDs of the collection, but it's strictly, if you want it for your own, it's a wide open site. Everything that's on the DVD is on the site. And so it's no access charges. And so we get some money through the DVDs, but basically it's paid for by our architectural firm.
But it's good to have a hard copy, so everybody should buy these DVDs. I know a lot of people are mirroring and copying and posting doppelgangers of your site everywhere. And I think this has been a crushing defeat for Microsoft, though. I think this is, it's safe to say, do you agree this is blown up in their face?
I don't think they expected this. In fact, they said that. They did not expect it to happen.
That is, they didn't expect the big backlash.
That's right.
All right. Well, John Young, we really appreciate you spending time with us from Cryptome.org, and we'll talk to you again, and thank you for defending freedom.
Thank you, Alex. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Take care. There he goes. Oh, man. All in the day's work here as we fight tyranny on every front. All right. I want to go over some important news here. Look, I don't want to attack Glenn Beck. I don't want to be in a fight with Clear Channel. But I have my First Amendment, and Glenn Beck is constantly attacking us and is duplicitous, okay? And I'm sick of double talkers. Now, Al Gore, Barack Obama are discredited punks, and we're still attacking them and exposing them as New World Order fronts. Yesterday with the whole birther thing. The whole first hour attacking Obama and his healthcare takeover and his cybersecurity and his environment takeover. So people say, why don't you spend more time on Barack Obama? We do. My last two films, Fall of the Republic and Obama Deception, exposing him and who runs him. But Glenn Beck is placed at a key juncture to when Ron Paul's about to win, he comes out and attacks him. When other candidates that are pro-liberty, he comes out. He runs these operations, and I've seen him say militias are bad. I've seen him say we need to use the army against Ron Paul supporters. I've seen him say the banker bailout is good, and then say he didn't say that till he got called on it. It's the lying. They intend to keep the income tax and then give you a value-added and sales tax on top of it, but he's pushing that, value-added and sales tax. So is the guy he tours the country with, O'Reilly. A guy who believes in global warming. Sarah Palin says she believes in it. And I get emails going, no, she doesn't. No, he doesn't. He was in USA Today. Put it up on screen. USA Weekend. They're a big weekend magazine. Who's that on the cover there? Who is that man? And it's a positive article. In fact, what's the actual headline that doesn't have it? It was something like, you know, don't judge a book by his cover. He's a great guy. He's so wonderful. He's wonderbar. We all live in America. America is wonderbar. I mean, this guy is a joke. And he goes on to say, I believe in global warming. I've got a greenhouse. I'll do anything for the environment. But those light bulbs, I don't like how they look. I just, it's such a problem. And see, he gets you emotionally invested in him, saying a lot of the right things, and at key points, flip-flops. And then people are like, you know, can't compute. That's why I got so mad at Deborah Medina. She comes out, says, well, people have a right to question the government on 9/11 truth. And then she puts out a statement kind of, well, I don't think, you know, anybody else did it but those Arabs. And I'm like, well, whatever, you know, let her kind of be flip-floppy. Just, oh, come on, Deborah. And I still defend her and, you know, do everything I can. And then Mark Davis in Dallas, that's a big show. He fills in for Rush Limbaugh. These people are an evil cult, a dangerous cult of scum and despicable. She's like, absolutely, I agree with you. I get mad at that when I invest in somebody and believe in them. And then I can't then take who I am and my integrity, especially when it's clear cut in front of me. We all make mistakes we're not thinking. And then we're 4 days in, she never apologized for it. Now, I guess we'll go the lesser of two evils route here, and I've seen countless emails from the Medina campaign, from their people to my listeners, going, they send her part of the transcript of what she said on Davis. Don't leave you the top. to make, and that's deceptive. And they say, we're not attacking 9/11 truth. Yes, you did. See, that's even worse. But then I kind of get into the dirtiness, and I go, I guess she's better than Perry or Hutchinson. It's all right. I'm just not going to vote. I was planning to go vote on election day. It was like with the 2004 election, I went and voted, but not for president. I mean, Kerry Bush, I knew the outcome was already set. I didn't vote, if memory serves, with McCain and Obama, because I knew it was already set. We have 8% turnout for county and city on a national average. I think it's 8.2. And we have, what is it, almost 50%? It was even higher in the last election for the president, this big pageant, when the real power is local. And so I don't think I can make myself go even vote. For either of the three, that's my personal. I get my vote, don't I? I'm allowed to have my vote, or maybe not. To that 1% out there, the few emails I've gotten saying, well, you just need to roll over to what she did. 4 days later, nothing but duplicitous emails from their people to my listeners. They send us, sending them part of what she said on the show and saying it's not true, or it's just Glenn Beck, any of these people. I just can't handle it anymore. Israel did target Jim Trafficant. They did put him in prison. They did set him up. So I had him on and we kept going back to Israel. That's something. I tried to be more mainstream and just cover the bigger issues, but when Israel needs to be criticized on organs or wars or manipulating our politics, I'm doing that. I mean, have you noticed? We're just trying to tell the truth here. That's all I've got is the truth. Now, let me get into this big headline here. I just had my Glenn Beck article here in front of me. Here it is. And it's up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We got this out for everybody on Monday, our audience, and I got a lot of hate emails saying you're lying. That's not in the USA Today. I mean, you talk about delusional. It's delusional because people invest in Beck and they don't want to admit they've been conned or that they've been wronged. Beck's failure to retract global warming advocacy provokes online firestorm. This is all over WorldNet Daily, all over Newsmax, everywhere. More conservatives are waking up to the fact that Beck is a shill for the bankers and the elite. And it's not just that he says global warming's real. He says it isn't real on his TV show and radio show, and then a week later says it is real. And he does it over and over. It's the flip-flopping. It's the lying. Glenn Beck has failed to respond to a firestorm of reaction to his comments. The word is, I've gotten calls he did say, well, I do think some of it's real. Glenn Beck has failed to respond to a firestorm of reaction to his comments made during a February 21st interview with USA Today Weekend Magazine. Yeah, they're all emailing him and calling him and going, say it in so, Beck. And, he'll just play joke sounds in the background, I was told. Glenn Beck has failed to respond to a firestorm of reaction to his comments made during a February 21st interview with USA Today Weekend Magazine, in which he openly and completely reversed his position on climate change by revealing that he believed in man-made global warming. As we reported earlier this week, Beck appeared to stab his conservative audience in the back when he told USA Weekend Magazine that man-made climate change was occurring in an article entitled Don't Judge Beck by His Cover. And again, this isn't stabbing his right-wing audience in the back. We're going past that paradigm. Most of the liberals I know it's a fraud. In the article, Beck tells interviewer Dennis McCafferty, you'd be an idiot not to notice the temperature change. He also says there's a legit case for global warming has, at least in part, been caused by mankind, writes McCafferty under the sub-headline, he believes in global warming. The blogosphere is on fire with reaction to McCafferty's USA Weekend piece. According to WorldNet Daily, Chelsea Schilling, who pointed out that the posters on the prominent conservative forum Free Republic were furious at Beck for seemingly performing a huge flip-flop on the issue. Seems like the rose-colored glasses are beginning to fall off those who used to view Mr. Beck with good approval, wrote one. But see, maybe I'm not supposed to say he flip-flopped, because that'd be mean. I'm supposed to say, oh, thank you, Beck, for your flip-flopping. Flip-flopping's not bad, it's good, as long as someone who says they're a constitutionalist does it. It's bad when Obama does it, but it's good when Beck does it. Or Deborah Medina. Seems like the rose-colored glasses are beginning to fall off those. You used to view Mr. Beck with good approval, wrote one. Okay, final straw for Beck with me, added another. When an unflattering quote comes out about someone else or anyone, they all say, I was misquoted. Everyone does it. The people who were actually misquoted take legal action and the retraction correction isn't printed. In fact, that's why newspapers print retractions or corrections. If Beck doesn't sue USA Weekend, then it tells me his pretensions ring hollow, writes another. And it goes on. This story is key because people need to know that Glenn Beck is going to support the next banker bailout takeover in the next year and a half. Mark my words, you have been warned. Let's get ready to rumble.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home?
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
I want to finish up with Glenn Beck, but I want to remind you, Nigel Farage, member of the European Union Parliament, who destroyed the head of the European Union, president, live on international television. He joined us in the second hour. Bob Chapman and then Cryptome, as you just heard. In the first hour, I broke down a host of key issues, including the secret UN document for global government that Fox News and AP are covering. Before we finish up with Beck, because I've been told he didn't respond, and I'm just now reading Watson's article. He has responded, saying, well, I did say it, but I said a lot of other stuff, and the guy didn't cover it all. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're discovering this here together as we read it. A few of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible that are awesome, that I believe in, I think you should support and check out, Acullablue.com. It's an atmospheric water generator. They got a bunch of different units. They got units that will serve 500 people or 10 people. The smaller units do 7 gallons a day. and right on up, looks like a water cooler without a water bottle on top, grabs water out of the air, puts it through 7 filters in their baseline unit. That's kind of overkill, but they've got some with like 12 filters in it. It's just you can't get cleaner water. Ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com. It's the only way to get 100% of the fluoride out of the water. 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Or Ecolablue.com, ladies and gentlemen. Also, I want to thank MySolarBackup.com, the best little solar unit. You get a bunch of these, run your whole house. A solar panel, the battery and a control unit. No fumes, no smoke, no, you know, like a gas generator. Doesn't run out because the sun's always there. MySolarBackup.com. You can call, get a free brochure, information package, or find out more. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or mysolarbackup.com. Again, that number, 877-327-0365. Thank the sponsors today, as usual. Okay, following this outcry, Beck responded by accusing McCafferty of interviewing 4 of the 10 things attributed to him in the article, of inventing 4 of the 10 things attributed to him in the article. But since then, Beck made no mention whatsoever of it. We can only assume his global warming comments wasn't one of them. So, I mean, he better sue him. He better do something. No, the guy can't help but constantly deceive. It goes on here. But the calls I'm getting, and I haven't listened all week, is that he's saying that that it was twisted or something. And then he says in another, from what I've heard, again, I haven't confirmed this. Well, WorldNet Daily says he hasn't retracted it, so I don't know. Since Beck changes his tune every time the wind blows, he was for the bailout before he was against it, we can only assume that the increased suspicion from conservatives over his global warming comments will force Beck to backpedal and issue some form of retraction. However, for some, this will only confirm the fact that Beck is a shill and a performing circus clown, who he admits to be, and he also cries on cue. I would just add, he does say he's a circus clown. While hoodwinking millions of conservatives into supporting policies which represent the antithesis of true conservatism, like a national sales tax, an idea also embraced by Nancy Pelosi, while attacking people who espouse real conservative principles without consistently flip-flopping, like Congressman Ron Paul and his supporters, who he has smeared as potential terrorists. And we have links to all of that in the article. Every claim we make, we link to. Again, the whole point here is it's on record that Sarah Palin believes in global warming. So does John McCain, who she supports, and people don't believe that. Go look it up for yourself. I wish Glenn Beck was for real, like Judge Napolitano, who's the same today and tomorrow. Yesterday, today, tomorrow. I wish he was like Ron Paul. I wish. I would love to just totally get behind him, totally support him. And nobody's perfect, but Beck is an actor and very dangerous. Great job of the crew. Amazing broadcast week. We're going to have an exclusive with Shooter Jennings and, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen King, with spoken word here on the show about the New World Order on Monday. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live, L-I-V-E-E. Great job. Don't forget the free Apple iPhone apps. Enough, everybody you know, God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.